We've approached a tipping point of mass mental illness in society, a tipping point from which we can never recover, because at this point, more than 50% of the population is mentally ill. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed how freaking crazy everybody is? And by the way, if you want job security, become a counselor, especially in California. I have an old friend, actually, who became a counselor recently in the last couple of years in California. And her business is booming. You can imagine all the Trump derangement syndrome and everything. She's got her own business, and it's just wall-to-wall counseling of these deranged California, you know, triggered liberals who think they have post-traumatic stress disorder because they accidentally flipped on Fox News for 30 seconds and they saw Tucker Carlson. And they literally go insane. But what I'm actually trying to share here in this podcast is that there's a mass insanity that's being induced. And we got a couple of theories, those of us who are in independent science. We have a couple of theories about what's causing this. I want to share those with you here. But just look around you. Notice how many people are effing insane. They've lost their marbles. People you see, people you meet, people walking around Walmart. I was in Walmart the other day. I thought I had disappeared into an alternate universe run by zombie tards or something. It was the craziest people I've ever seen. There was this one dude, this huge overweight dude, riding around one of those electric carts, riding around the Walmart, just like shouting out greetings to everybody. Hey, young blood. Hey, old man. Hey there, cowboy. This is the craziest thing. Like he wasn't attacking anybody. He wasn't insulting anybody. He was actually kind of nice in his words, but it was weird. He's just super obese. He was so obese, like the sides of him were falling off the cart, you know, both sides. Like he smothered the electric cart with his body, basically, and he's driving around. Hey there, young blood. I'm like, what is this? What is going on? And just to continue this story, because it is kind of funny. I'm not even going to tell you why I'm at Walmart. Well, okay, I'll tell you. I picked up some coffee and I picked for the lab, because I figured if I could find something here that's got glyphosate in it, you know, anywhere, like Walmart's going to be the place to be. And I bought these children's snacks that are called Rice Rusks. Have you ever heard of Rusks? I had never heard of that. Rice Rusks. And then I bought some instant coffee that was called natural chocolate. And then in little tiny words below the natural chocolate, it said flavored ground coffee, which means there's no chocolate in it, by the way. So this was perfect. So I was at Walmart buying stuff to test in the lab. And by the way, we've tested that coffee. It has over 70 parts per billion glyphosate and 130 parts per billion aminomethylphosphonic acid, which is AMPA, a byproduct of glyphosate. But that's, don't tell anybody. I haven't announced that yet. That's coming out later. Anyway, I was at the cashier. And the cashier lady, she must have been 92. She could barely see or hear. She was the oldest cashier I've ever seen. And I felt sorry for her immediately. I'm like, do you want me to ring this stuff up? You know, she couldn't even hear us. She was on autopilot. She was like a human robot. I bet she can't hear, can't see. I mean, can barely see enough, like the barcode reader's doing the work. So fortunately, you don't have to have full vision to work at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? But she was perfectly polite, but I felt sorry for her. I'm like, shouldn't you be in a retirement center or something? I mean, in my mind, I said this obviously not to her. I don't want to be insulting to this woman. She's working. She obviously needs the money. You got to give her credit, right? But I'm thinking, this woman should have retired 25 years ago. And she's here at Walmart. I'm like, so I'm surrounded by mutants who are the customers. And then the checkout people are older than the people that I see in retirement centers. And I saw quite a few recently because I visited my grandmother who just turned 101, by the way, 101. My grandmother is so old, she forgot that she already had a 100th birthday. No, I'm serious. I was like, happy 101. And she was like, you mean 100? And I said, no, grandma, you're 101. She's like, I was born in March of 1918. And I said, yeah, Grandma, this is 2019. But no matter what year you think it is, we love you just the same. She's alive. She's walking around. She told me she's walking down the hallway with her walker. She turned to me and she said, I never thought I'd be this old. I'm like, you go, Grandma. You're 101. That's saying something right there. But anyway, I'm getting off track. But I really do have a grandmother who's 101. She's still going. It's incredible. But anyway, there, as I saw in this Walmart, and you've seen around society, there's mass mental illness everywhere. And people are being driven mentally ill by things that are happening in the environment. And we believe, those of us, again, in independent science, we believe that it's a combination, perhaps a binary weapon system, of 5G attacks, you know, electromagnetic attacks on the brain, combined with chemical assaults, pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, lead falling out of the sky, chemtrails, geoengineering, fluoride in the water, mass poisoning of the food supply, all these things. And it combines with the fake news media, the CNNs, the MSNBC, which are nothing but basically psychological terrorism. All this combines to create this mass mental illness that is now inflicting the majority of the population. It's so bad that now when I meet somebody who isn't mentally ill, I thank God. I'm like, thank God. Thank you for leading me to this person who is sane. Because there are a few of them out there, and I do encounter a lot of people, and I get to meet a lot of good people. I also meet a lot of crazy people, because there's so many of them out there. And anytime I interact with people, or anytime I'm introduced to people, or, you know, social situations or professional situations or what have you, you know, like, a lot of them are not all there. And I feel sorry for them, and I'm trying to promote clean foods and, you know, detoxing heavy metals and things like that. And I truly believe that clean food is the key to a sane society. I truly believe it. In fact, I'm absolutely convinced that having clean blood, which gives you clean cognitive function, so to speak, or clarity of thought, this is the key to sustainable society. You can't pollute your people. You can't pollute the population with heavy metals and fluoride and 5G and expect society to do well. It's not going to work that way, because the pollution has an effect. There is an effect, and is devastating to humanity. So that's really the passion behind healthrangerstore.com. This is not about just selling clean products. It's about literally providing a vector to help people save themselves from mass mental illness. This is about saving the world from toxic foods, pollution, heavy metals, pesticides, glyphosate, all these things. This is really what it's all about. And if I can help, you know, 1 out of 100 people stay healthy and avoid mental illness that comes from toxic food, then I'm thrilled in that case. And I'm doing my job, and I'm, you know, I feel a sense of success in being able to do that. So just letting you know how all this works and what drives me, by the way. I want humanity to do well. I want people to be healthy and sane. And, you know, I want our world to succeed. I want freedom to succeed. And clean food is one of the most important ways to actually make that happen. So that's what I'm doing. And I thank you for your support, by the way. And of course, if you want to have clean food, healthrangerstore.com is where you get it. If you don't, go shop at Walmart with the mutants. They will direct you to the contaminated fake coffee and the clean, or the unclean baby formula and all the crap they sell there. But if you want clean food, go to healthrangerstore.com. In any case, keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. And I thank you for your support. I've had a lot of positive feedback lately from listeners of the podcast who are telling me that it's just getting so much better. I don't know if that means it's more entertaining or if I have less control over what I'm saying these days. I don't know, but I appreciate your feedback, and I'm going to keep these coming. And I'm blessed to live in a time when there's so much to talk about because the world is going completely insane. So there's no shortage of topics here. This is never going to end unless the world changes for the better. It's, you just strap yourselves in because, you know, the world is totally freaking insane, and it's only going to get more insane. In any case, you can hear my podcast at Brighteon.com, or frankly, just go to naturalnews.com. On the top right-hand column of the homepage, you'll see all my podcasts right there. You just click on them and you can view them. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Take care. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at HealthRangerStore.com.